Yeah, I agree with you some, Joe. Condo lifestyle, though it's not for me, I couldn't handle all the rules and the regulations and all that other stuff, but we did have a condo. My late wife was down in Georgia there for 5 years for a job, and we bought a condo down there. And, you know, it was some of the stuff they did just drove me crazy, like with this big, beautiful tree in the front yard, and all of a sudden one day they decided to cut it down. Didn't tell us, didn't do anything. And then come Christmas time, we put a red bulb, or yeah, red bulb and a green bulb in the front porch, and they wrote us up for that. So some of the things that they do, you know, they just drive you bat X crazy, you know. But on the other hand, there are some people all across all age spectrums that should have a condo. I mean, my neighbor is one of them. I mean, this guy doesn't cut his grass. This guy doesn't take care of his plants. This guy doesn't do anything, you know. And that's fine. If you're that kind of person, I do agree. It's probably cheaper in the long run, you know, to do the condo thing because, you know, hey, if you want to go someplace the weekend, you know, or what have you, or go play radio or go to a ham fest, you know, you don't have to worry about cutting the grass. You don't have to worry about taking care of the yard. You don't have to worry about anything. So I agree. It's a great fit for some people. And people like me, I don't think I could handle the rules again. It just drove me nutso, you know. But like I said, getting wrote up for changing the color of the light bulbs at Christmas time, that was really kind of funny. Let's see. I'm not sure. Sean, go ahead if I messed that up. Back on Damien.